Let's go!
Cheers! What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of Hospitality Secrets Podcast. Paul Sfârlea here, and I'm super excited to invite you to a new episode, to another surprise guest that is here to talk more about the concept of hospitality, about the hospitality industry, about what can hospitality industry do to show more hospitality to their guests, to provide more hospitality, memorable hospitality experiences to their guests. So welcome to another episode where I'm asking thousands and thousands of questions, because I'm a very curious guy and I like to ask questions to find out what hospitality is around the globe from different hospitality experts from the industry. If you want to find out more secrets from the hospitality industry, you can subscribe on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Casts, on all the major podcast platforms. You choose it to listen to it, just to listen, or you want to see, go to YouTube, just to listen, go to a podcast. Slowly, I'm putting this podcast everywhere, because I think that the more knowledge we can put out there, the better it is for the whole industry to start showing more hospitality to our guests. So my surprise guest for today, it's a good friend of mine. We know each other from a few years. He's from Ukraine, from Kiev, and what I liked most about him, even first days when we met, we always had fun. even though he's a very serious guy, he looks on his craft very well. He enjoyed doing the mixology and cocktails. He perceived cocktails at the deeper level, but he never forget to have fun. So we worked together in the bar for a few times, and what I can remember, it was that I had a lot of fun. So he always knows how to smile, how to laugh, how to make people smile, how to make people laugh. And overall, I think that this is hospitality. So that's why I'm inviting him today to talk more about hospitality, more about how can we make other people laugh through cocktails, through goodwill, through what we do to our other people. How can we show more hospitality? So that's why my surprise guest from today is Alexei Kosteniuk from Ukraine. Alexei, thank you very much for accepting the invitation. Welcome to Hospitality Secrets.
Woohoo! I think it's the best for my presentation. Thank you so much.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So, I am very glad to be a guest in your show. Thank you so much, Paul. So, I am waiting for the starting, when you can.
Let's start. I have thousands of questions for you. I will not put all the questions. We will go just with a few questions. First, Alexei, where are you now?
Right now?
Yeah, as I see, you're in the universe, in the galaxy, on the moon or somewhere. But where are you now?
Actually, I'm a universe of space. It's like my second home. So that's why I'm at home. Yes. Last several months, I'm living in the space. Yes.
So you're flying.
Just a bit. Yes. Right now in Ukraine, we have like a third wave of lockdown. So.
Oh, so you're in-house lockdown, full lockdown?
Yes, full lockdown from Sunday. Yes, from Sunday. Yes, yes.
So you're in Kiev, Ukraine, locked in your home?
Yes, yes, exactly.
How is the situation? How are you handling the whole...
The whole situation?
Yeah, the whole situation. Anyhow, I saw that you still have a lot of... You are working a lot of things, you are doing stuff.
Actually, to be clear... Best for...
So, how are you handle the whole pandemic situation?
Actually, it's a very great question. thank you, Paul. But right now we have several projects, but this whole project on way of building, so that's why I don't have any working business right now. Actually, in the same time, it's the best time for speakeasy. Bars and restaurants.
We're going back to prohibition in America, huh?
In Ambias, yes, exactly. We go back to our roots, actually.
We always like going undercover.
Yes,
so,
yes.
What projects are you working in this period?
Yes. Right now I'm working for 3 different projects. One which will be opening soon, it's a Klevis in Turkish city Izmir. I don't know if you know this city or no, because actually...
In Turkey?
Yes, in Turkey.
Okay, so you are working like remote, far away opening.
yes, something in this style. And I'll have 2 more projects, one in Odessa, which is also in Ukraine. It's a city near the sea. I love this city so
much. I love Odessa. I've been to Odessa a few times and I felt in love with that city, with the bars, with the cocktail culture, with the people, the hospitality there. It impressed me a lot.
Yes, almost agree with you. And actually, name will be 13. It's be, in my opinion, something between cocktail bar and restaurant. But in general, we have a plan to create a fabric of cocktails.
Fabric of cocktails? So you are like doing like in a fabric?
Something in this style. I'll share after with you a technological part of bar, and in my opinion, it's one of the biggest service bar in Eastern Europe. Just for the station, for the service bar, we have between 5 or 6 stations. So it's it's only for the service preparation. Yes.
How many places there are in that bar? Or is like delivery, or how do they use those 6-7 stations?
It's around 3. It's not so biggest place, but we will have a complicated drinks, so that's why we should have more room for
the bartenders,
more room for preparation. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We will have also Rotowap and a lot of molecular mixology and all the best in this place. So it's around 400 square meters for place.
Nice.
And I know we have a plan to create in a month, so around 15 or between 15 and 20,000 cocktails. So it's our plan for future summer.
nice. Yeah, that Odessa, it's at the sea, and in the summer it's full.
See a lot of tourists. Mm-hmm. Yes, from the different countries, not only from Ukraine, mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. the USA, from Turkey, and from some.
So you are doing consulting for Turkey, for Odessa, for a place in Turkey, a place in Odessa.
And last project, it's for the moment, last project, okay, in Kyiv. It's a place where I'll be a partner. It's a place in city center of Kyiv, near the opera. And first idea was to create one of the most often question to me from the investors. I want to have an American bar like a Savoy. So the first idea was like to create something around this, but we will have something for you. It's the name called Saint Bar.
Saint Bar?
Saint Bar.
So it's for saints, that bar.
I hope only for bad girls and bad boys.
Bad girls and bad boys from Kyiv. All the bad boys from whole Ukraine go and to the saints.
Yes.
So when do you plan to open?
This summer.
Okay.
One of the most important architects will create a concept of design and ATC, and I hope should be something better than Savoy American Bar. But it's our secret.
It's okay to share here secrets, because we are at Hospitality Secrets and I like secrets. So you are working on 3 openings, even though it's pandemic, the industry is closed, you are in lockdown, but still people are opening places, and I think it's a auspicious period to open new businesses, but with a bit different approach than it was before the pandemic. So you have to come with something more, with memorable hospitality experiences for the people to come there.
Yes, Paul, I almost agree with you, but one of the biggest thing from the lockdown, the players from another industries. It's a people who never know what does mean hospitality. Mm. Just who have own business in different segments. And for these players for which was like a hobby hospitality business, this place is already closed. And this is time, the best time for the people who know what they want to do. And I think it's the best time for chefs, restaurants. It's the best time for the bartenders, owners, and something in this style. So
people who are really passionate about this industry, not just, they don't see this industry just as another business among their other businesses.
Yes, exactly.
So as you said, and it makes a lot of sense, but the hospitality industry will change, will scale up from what it was before.
Yes, of course.
Nice. And how do you see that the industry will change after this pandemic?
Actually, industry already changed. Daily prohibition changed. Actually, if we are talking about the hospitality in general, right now, visitors, which, for example, in the past, going to the place 4 or 5 times per week, right now going to the places 2 or 3. So it's not great news, but for the nearest 1 year, it will be our reality. So we need time for come back our guests. Yes.
So people come less often to the bars.
Less, yes,
they spend a bit more, or do they spend less?
It depends by the segment. If you're talking about the premium segment, which in Ukraine, not so big, but it's a segment which don't care about COVID or something. It's the people who in normal life spend a lot of money for the hospitality, and right now spend the same money. So if we are talking about the low segment, of course it's the people right now spend less and less money.
Mm-hmm. But how do you see it after the pandemic? When the COVID will finish, how do you see it? Will they continue to go out less and look for more deeper experiences in the hospitality industry, or they will still go the same with the same frequency?
It depends by the country. In the progressive country, which already made a lot of vaccine, for example, China or
Israel.
Yeah. Israel, for example, yes. In this country, hospitality will grow again more faster than in other countries. In Ukraine, for example, we will need more than 1 year for come back to the results from before quarantine period. Maybe more, between year and two, yes. Mm-hmm. But in meantime, we have a lot of new spaces. And this is a great time for invest for the future. It's a really great time, because in general, if you're talking about the big cities in Ukraine, Kyiv, Odessa, Kharkov, it's too complicated to search an amazing place for your project. So if right now you have some budget and you can spend money and make like a powder, make love.
like an investment
more for the long time.
Long-term investment.
It's like a pillow. If you will have a pillow for the business, so it's a great time for invest.
Nice. Very well said. So I saw that you are doing a lot of projects because people are investing in Ukraine, and I think everywhere there are people who invest in this period because there are lots of opportunities, lots of spaces, low rent, available spaces, so you can invest for the future.
Yes.
So what I know, you still have your own bar. Among these three projects that you are working, you are still having your own cocktail bar?
Actually, it's a news which I don't share in social media, but I sell
it's
my...
It's a secret?
Right now, no, because we already talking about this. And I sell my part of business in last spring.
Good. So not you are opening another venture, another business in the industry.
Actually, it's a bar which was with a barber shop. This bar still working and great working. But if you're talking about the business, it's bar for the 10 seats. If you're talking about the 10 seats, it's, if we're clear, it's more about hobby, not like a business. So that's why I want to open a real business.
bigger business. So you are working
just a little bit.
nice. Another question here: where can the listeners find your work, or where they can connect with you to follow you?
I'm very social media on Instagram.
Okay. So yes, on Instagram, yes. How are you on Instagram?
Alexei.Kostanyuk. It's too complicated, but maybe you can put...
I will put in the description Alexei.Kostanyuk on the Instagram. Nice. He's very active and all the stories, but most of the stories and the text, it's in Russian. No?
Yes, more in Russian, but sometimes I shared my dancing and some cocktail recipes. It depends by the situation and my mood.
So if you want to see some moves of the dancing moves, and and Alexei is good at dance. I remember that we did together a Macarena dance at Barometer two or three years ago, I think. There were 500 people in the room and at the main stage, and together with Alexei, he came with the idea, let's make those people dance Macarena. I said, that's a good idea. Let's make them dance. So he have the moves.
Thank you so much for supporting my idea. It was amazing dance.
I was excited to do it. I always like to dance. Good. So you are doing plenty of things, even though it's pandemic, it's hard situation. Still, you don't stop, and I think we should not stop during these times, because I think it's much more important to hustle, to do more things now, even though the remuneration is not so high. We are not being paid as much as we were paid before, but it's important now to do, like, long, as you said, long-term investments.
Yes, good. I agree with you.
You are doing things, you are doing a lot of things, but where everything started? What is actually your history? Can you share with us a bit your backstory in the hospitality industry?
Actually, if you're talking about me and my story, I never was like an extra talented bartender. I'm just a person who know how to create a great business in hospitality. And of course, I love to create an amazing cocktail maps, from something simple to something with rotowapa and something more complicated. But actually, if we're talking about the business, a lot of people love something more simple in general, with passion fruit. And it's by own experience and from the past, my project. I was in co-owner position in a small cocktail bar in Ukraine. Actually, I'm working a lot in hospitality.
So you started as a co-owner, or you started as a bartender?
In industry?
Yeah. When you started this industry?
Of course, I was just a bartender, and it was like, oh, sorry, not a bartender. I'm starter from the position barista. And I remember a lot of desserts, yes, in my mouth. And yes, in some place in Ukraine, I started to walk behind the bar, but it was not something about the bartender job. It was like greetings for the hospitality in general.
Okay. And then you worked in many places and you opened your own place, or how was the roadmap of your journey in the hospitality?
Actually, it was not was like something very simple. I can say it was complicated journey, and in general it was a journey where I was thinking, I love this industry or no, should I work in this industry next or no. And it was like something psychological. I'm grow like a person in psychological character, so that's why I am from the year to year I'm thinking what will be next and what I should do tomorrow. And I'm grow like in position of hospitality. I'm working a lot and grow in the mixology life, and five years ago I've started to work in position of brand ambassador. And so it was for me amazing experience, and still this is for me amazing experience, because I am open for me a new way for growing, and
besides the projects that you are doing, you are still the brand ambassador and the brand ambassador.
Yes.
Also.
Yes, exactly.
For what? I know what the brand ambassador, because we are colleagues. But for the listeners, for which brands are you the brand ambassador?
Hello, my name is Alexey Krasnyuk. I am Georgia Premium Core Portfolio Brand Ambassador. I work with brands Johnny Walker, Captain Morgan, Don Julio Tequila, also a little bit of reserve part. And of course, my amazing journey was start from the liqueur Baileys. Treat Ooh. Yourself, baby. Yes.
Baileys. So you started like 5 years ago working as a brand ambassador. So you learn in the industry. And as I know, you stood in Vienna for a few months also.
Yes. Of course, I had it was a project in consultancy. But if you're talking about the international consultancy, for example, Delhi.
Delhi. Yeah. You stood also in Delhi.
From where, when you're thinking about the project in another region, it's too complicated. It's very important to have time to visit the country.
Understand the culture, because each culture is different. They consume different. They perceive hospitality different.
Perceive different. Yes. Actually, if you're talking about the cities in Ukraine, the culture is different. So it's very important to spend time for the knowing the culture. Yes, almost agree with you.
For how many years you started working as a consultant?
I think around 4 years ago. Yes, actually, company Diageo invest a lot for my education, and after that I will start to looking for new way of opportunity for growing and for new way of business, actually.
So you understood the industry at a deeper level?
Yes.
So you started as a barista, then as a bartender, then you started developing and learning more, and then you were the co-owner of a bar, and then you're the brand ambassador, and then consultant, and then doing consultancies, international consulting. So you like have a long journey. How long did you started in the hospitality industry? How many years ago?
Around 8 years ago. Yes. And soon, I forgot to say you. I will produce own brand of lemonades and sodas.
Lemonades and sodas. Will you ship them internationally or only in Ukraine?
For the first, I will start for the Ukraine, but it's too complicated.
Internationally, still is. So, if, for the listeners, if you are from Ukraine, keep an eye on Alexei to see his lemonades and sodas brand. Can you, share the name of the brand or not yet?
Of course, if I translate to English, it's be culture.
Culture?
Yes, culture.
Drink your culture.
Or something in style, you can drink and make a culture.
Yeah, sounds good, sounds good. Nice, nice, nice. So, Alexei, how would you describe your journey in the hospitality industry in just one sentence?
I think it's a crazy and experimental journey. Something
crazy and experimental journey, huh?
Because yes, I remember time when I don't have time for sleeping, or because I'm went for the one night shifts to another job in for the morning shift in another place, and I think it's a crazy journey.
It was crazy, and every time I've been to Ukraine, to Kiev, you were also driving from somewhere to somewhere. You had to arrive somewhere to do something, and then you were supposed also to pick us up, and then doing the hospitality things, which you were really too hospitable with me and showed me around. So you were always, I didn't know how much you were sleeping, but you were doing lots of things.
Yes. Hopefully from the lockdown time, I have a little bit time for for my bed.
So the whole journey was crazy, and you'd like to experiment it. And I think it's important to experiment in this industry.
Yes, it's important to be open for something to you. Yes, in general. And experiments, it's good, but not too much. If, for example, of course, you can experiment with the bellies, but don't try put in your bellies like a kvass or something, carbonate water. So should be a great balance.
You can try it, but you can try to see if it's working. But yeah, learn from others, other experiments.
But make mistakes is normal, so. But to try, then never try and don't have any experiments.
Yeah. So you had a crazy and experimental journey. Nice. This will be the title of the episode. Your nice. Life in one sentence. And you really had a crazy and experimental. And you experimented many aspects of this industry with many outlets, trainings, brand ambassadors, being the owner, developing businesses, and all the things. Nice. So let's do like an exercise here, an imagination exercise, I would like to call it. Let's imagine that you suddenly lose everything you have: your name, your reputation, your jobs, all the consulting, all the contracts. You lose absolutely everything, and you have to start from zero in the hospitality industry. The only thing you have left is the know-how, that nobody can take your know-how. So what would you do to get back up in the hospitality industry?
Thank you so much for the great question. But okay, let's start. Actually, I'm thinking if you want to grow fast in general, it's not my way. You should work with the best. I think it's a phrase from Rocky Balboa film or something like this. If you wanted to be the best, you should study from the best.
Ah.
And in this reality which you propose, in my opinion, I will go for the best place, and I can study fast in this place and grow so fast in general.
So you will go to the best place. You will, if they don't hire you, will you work for free there just to learn to develop?
Of course, if I will don't have a position, for example, bartender or the barback, I will go, for example, a position cleaner. because it's very important, not only the best place or not the best, it's very important to people who will around you, and it's not only a place, it's very important to have a great community for growing, and only in the best community you can grow fast.
Nice. It is said that you are the average of the closest 5 or 6 friends that you are having. So you are the average of the people you are spending most time with.
Most time, yes. Yes, I agree with
you. So you will go to the best place in the city. You will work as a cleaner if needed. You will do everything just to be in the that environment. Of
environment. People. Yes, yes, amazing.
And then you will start learning more about and doing things and putting the effort.
Actually, in my mind, several years ago, I had a plan to change my my country, because my mom lives in Singapore, and I have an idea to change, of course, the country. And it was my idea, and I was ready to be a cleaner in a bar, for example, World 50 Best Bars, which already had Singapore some bars in this region.
So you planned a bit, you had a bit the idea to go to move in Singapore, to start from scratch, lose your contract's name and everything, just the know-how you'll having, and you kind of had the plan to do this there, huh?
Yes, yes, it was very detailed plan, so.
So you knew the bar, top world, top in the top world's 50 best bars. You would supposed to go there, start working as a cleaner, do everything it needs just to be in that environment with those people.
Yes.
And slowly work your way up.
Amazing.
Sounds as a nice plan. So for the listeners, I'm asking this question because unfortunately during these pandemics, lots of bartenders or people from hospitality industry, they are in this situation where they lose everything and they need to make a plan to start from scratch in the hospitality industry. So I think this is a very good plan, and I like this question because it helps a lot, even though maybe it's not happening now or it didn't happen now, but you never know when you, as you wanted to move in Singapore, you never know when you want to move in a different country and start from scratch. At least you should have a plan. Go to best place, do what it needs to work there, and then work your way up. Amazing plan.
Thank you, Paul.
That's a very good plan. Now we'll go to the main question of this episode, to the question that I like most, and talking the core of this podcast, and the main reason of why I did this podcast is to find out everything that can be articulated about hospitality and share it to the world with the hope that we all improve our hospitality experience that we deliver to our guests. So the main question of this podcast, it's a very vague and general question, but then we'll go a bit deeper in it. The first question about it is, what is hospitality?
Thank you, Paul. So my answer is very simple, because hospitality is a life. It's a life to love or make happy another people. It's something very close to be a doctor, in my opinion, because you should love people as first. And only this way you can be a great doctor.
Nice. I like it, and I thought about it very much, because hospitality comes from hospital. People go to hospital, to the doctors, to get better. People with the same reason we are going to hospitality, to get better, to get happier. Wow, I like it. Nice. So it's simple, but it's hard.
of course it's hard, but actually if you don't have this passion, if you don't have this love, I think hospitality business, it's not a decision in general.
So you should have this love for people.
Yes, if you don't have, you don't need to go in this industry. Yes. will be better to work in another place, for example. Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you're not happier, if you make other people happy, you should choose something else.
Yes, yes, because you will never have brilliant results, and it's a job will be not comfortable in general.
So you will do worse for yourself.
Exactly.
But let's go a bit deeper into this, and let's imagine that I am a completely new person in the industry. I never worked in the hospitality industry ever before, and I would like to start working in your bar. How would you explain to me what hospitality is, and what should I do in order to show hospitality to my guests, even though I have no experience about hospitality?
Actually, as first, hospitality can be very different. It depends by the concept or segments of place where you know where we work in. So, in general, yeah, I should spend time for how to do everything what you can to make a guest have a great time and make positive emotion about the place. It's about the balance, not be so friendly. If you over than the best friend for guests, this is also bad. In general, all our life, it's about the balance. So, as first, it's a little bit more about the last question. As first, you should ask. I should ask the new bartender: do you love this industry or no? Do you love people or not? And after this questions, I'll introduce the best experience from this industry.
Nice. So ask about it. Okay, now let's imagine now that you are the person who is starting in the hospitality industry in your first days. If we could go back in time to the day you started working in the hospitality industry, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I will go with something very simple. At first, make service like your guest, like you will have a guest at your home, as your friend. Second place is be empathy in general. And third, your guest should be a friend, but it's very important to have a borders. Don't go after the work with the guests for night party.
You can't go with all the guests at the party. You will not survive. Good. Nice. Another extra question here. Which is your most memorable hospitality experience that you felt as a guest? Not as on this part, as a guest, which is the most memorable hospitality experience you ever felt?
Great question.
Thank you.
I think I have two examples. One is when I was at the school, I visited with a family one restaurant. It was a restaurant of new Japanese, like with the tables where a chef can make food in your table. I very great remember this time because my feeling was something about roasted my face. It's
so it was hot.
It was very hot and strange, and it was very I really great remember this emotion. I don't. It was around 15 years ago, something like this. It's a first example. It was like a wow, because in hospitality it's very important to make a wow in general. It, because the guest can remember an emotion, which feel in your place. And second experience, I think it was in Singapore, in Tipling Club, from the Joe Schofield. It's a great bar from the world, with the best bars. And I remember when I come to this place, I remember ants on my body when I come to this place. And hospitality and service in general was so simple and so friendly in these so high places. And some myth in my head like destroyed about hospitality, about the farm,
being very complex and complicated.
Yes, yes, and a lot of myths destroyed in my head actually. And I remember I don't feel any pathos or something in this style. It was very friendly, very nature, and very open in general. After that, a restaurant, a bar, my hospitality a bit changed and improved also.
Nice. So that was like a memorable experience. It was like a transformational experience where you can experiment honest through the simplicity of hospitality, and that can even change your perception about it.
Yes, actually, I also remember a cocktail from the child bottle for the puree or some smoothie, something like this, and it was great experience.
Memorable.
Memorable.
This is what we want.
Yes.
Yeah, to create memories in the heads and the hearts of our guests, and I think this is important in the hospitality industry. Staying about hospitality and talking about hosting, what are your top 3 or 5 strategies for being an absolutely amazing or memorable host?
I think we already discussed a lot about this. As first, be a friend to your guest, but with borders. Second, it's empathy, and empathy is very important to feel. And actually, one of the biggest, it's passion to do experience of your guest as better.
The best experience that you can offer.
You can offer in general.
Yes. Good. Nice strategies. Simple. And this is like this is simplicity. Yeah. This is, and it's important to make it simple. But as I see it, simple, it's harder. I don't know who said it. I think Winston Churchill once said that it's very easy to write a 10 pages letter, but it's very hard to write a 10 rows letter. I mean, the shorter it is, the harder it is to say and to put the right things in it. As I see it, it's very easy for me to deliver a 3-hour training to talk about hospitality industry, blah blah blah, but it's very hard to deliver a 20 minutes or 10 minutes training, because you just need to say the right things.
Yes, that's why it's very important to hire right people.
You pointed well. How do you hire the right people?
In general, I ask questions which were very important for me. And I prefer last several years, don't hire over experienced bartenders in a team or staff in general. For me, it's better to hire more younger people, which I can teach in general by the own rules. So.
And what do you look for those who you want to hire? What do you search? What do you look for in them?
Which person in general? Which person? It's about question about the loving the people, and it's about the interests, because in our interest in also in Ukraine, our interest in it's about fast money. Like you study in some university or some school, it doesn't matter, and you have free time and you go to the job because you need the fast money. So that's why it's so much important to hire the people who interested to be and to know something about the hospitality in general.
So you look for the curious who want to learn, for those who love people.
Yes.
And experience is not mandatory, so you don't even look for experienced bartenders.
Of course, I'm looking for the experienced bartenders, but I searched world 50 best bars, and what I'm looking for. Do you see me?
Yeah.
Oh, not much. Okay.
Yeah, I can.
And what are you looking for?
A bit shadowish. I can't see your top of your head. It's in the universe. It's lost in space. But it's okay.
And what I see in general, in a lot of great bars, I know a very professional bar manager, also with a great experience, a head bartender or head mixologist, something like this. All another team, it's new bartenders, it's very young guys, something between 20 and 25 years. Because, yes, it's from the experience from the Europe and some also countries.
Nice.
So that's why it's very important in every bar have like no less than one experienced bartender,
super
experienced, yes, who will teach all team in general. Also, this is a great point for the business, because more younger team is less money in a budget in general, of course.
Yeah. And what can happen if you hire only superstars? You can, it happened a few years ago with Real Madrid. I'm not a big fan of football, but I know this scenario when Real Madrid had all the superstars in the team, Cristiano Ronaldo and all the superstars. I don't know them, but there were only superstars, but they were not playing, they were not working as a team. And hospitality,
yes,
it's a teamwork, it's
teamwork,
not only superstars.
Yes, almost agree with you. And it's too complicated. I have my own experience with work like all-stars team. It's overcomplicated to create a great communication between the team. Yes, because it's not a teamwork. It's a single work of every star. But maybe it can be different, but in my own experience, it was in this style.
And usually what's happening if the atmosphere in the team, it's very tense and they are fighting each other, you can feel it as a guest. When you enter there, you feel it. And this happened to me. I've been with my wife and my son at the birthday a few weeks ago. And when we entered there, the husband and wife that were the father of the other child that was the celebrate, they had the birthday, they fighted before. They didn't told us. But when we entered in the house, it was like a tense atmosphere. And we were almost feeling that I don't like to be here. They didn't receive me well because they were fighting each other, and we were feeling very bad because they were fighting. Same in the hospitality industry. If the team is fighting, the atmosphere for the guests is very poor.
It's very strange in general, of course, the atmosphere and in general for the business. But it's I think it's a big problem. Why? Because investors actually usually don't know this. If you're talking about the position investor, what they feel. If I'm hire the best, I will have the best bar. It's some often think from the investor and the owners of business. And it's a very long way to deliver the right things in general, and it's very important. I agree with you, Paul.
Mm-hmm, another question that I like a lot, and I like asking everybody this question. It's about the secret sauce. What is your secret sauce, your secret for being successful in the hospitality industry?
Actually, I'm still working on this, Paul. In our time, it's very important to have active social media communication. I know a lot of over-talented people from the industry, but nobody knows about this person. Mm-hmm. And this is a big problem, in my opinion. So, if you're talking about the sauce, it's something about self-development plus loving to make happy another people, laugh at the first sight, of course, and plus active social life, communication with your auditory. It's not just about own brand or Facebook or Instagram. It's about how you communicate with your guests, with the people.
And I think this it's accelerating, because until before coronavirus, before the pandemic, if showing just face to face, it was like have a big impact. But now the switch went for social media, and everybody's there, all the eyes are there, and you should talk with them also there, because they are looking for us there on the social media.
Yes, it's a new reality.
It is the new reality, yeah, it is a new reality. And I'm telling to everybody, my son Dominic is 3 years old, and they put them at kindergarten, they did Zoom calls. I was shocked. At 3 years old, they started
really?
Doing Zoom calls, yes. 3 years, they put
from
it like
years.
Zoom calls, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like jogging.
Yeah, it is like a joke, but the future generations are in the matrix, are here in the social media, and as you said, it is a secret sauce. You can be good, you can be best, but if nobody knows about you, you cannot monetize your value.
Yes.
So this is a secret sauce. Why I like a lot this question is because I call it secret sauce, but it's no secret at all. Everybody knows it. It's just that not everybody is doing it. It's not a secret to learn, to love people and to be active on social media, but it's a bit harder to actually do it.
I think most hardest part is, it's to do something in general, Paul. You know this well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You need discipline first to do it.
Discipline first. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like an extra question here. If you were to do like a trailer, a 30 seconds trailer for this podcast, for this episode, for the listeners to watch this, like something very interesting, very curious, how would you tell them in 30 seconds to watch this episode?
To the 30 seconds
or 40, just like short trailer about this episode. Now you know what we talked about, and we had fun, and it was nice, and it's real value here. I'm truly impressed about how much value you put it in this episode. So how would you sell this episode for social media?
I think it'd be something about this, because it's very important to have balance in life. It's have balance between social media and professional skills, because I know an amazing social media bartenders like big brands and very bad skills, and vice versa, of course.
Yeah, don't just do the social media part, you have to calibrate it. Yeah.
Yes, so my biggest single recommendation is have balance in life, have balance in social media, and have balance in professional
in everything.
Yes,
nice. A quick question here, because we still have like 5 more minutes, and I have a question. I kept it just in case I have time to put it. It's like, again, an fun imaginational question. If you would have a magic stick to do like magics with it, and you can do whatever you want with that magic stick. What would you change to the hospitality industry in order to make it a better place?
In order to make it a better place?
A better place for everybody, yeah. What would you like to change in the industry? If you would have magical powers to change everything you would like, what would you change to the hospitality industry?
I think I will change habits of people. I will change habits of people to going more often to the places, to the bars, spend less time at home and for spending more time in a places. I think it's more evaluated for the whole industry.
So this will make hospitality industry a better place if better. People will come in our venues more often.
Yes.
good, nice. And one more question, this is the last question. Already 1 hour went away. Yeah, I know it was very fast. We just started to talk and 1 hour already passed. As I like to say it, we are in a time machine here. We just talk about things that we are passionate and time flies. I hope it's the same for the listeners, the same, you found a lot of value. And the last question of this podcast is your advice for the listeners. What is your number one takeaway that you really want the listeners to remember from this episode? If just one piece of information, one thing that you would like them to remember, what would it be?
I think only how to say correct. My biggest recommendation is just for everyone. Just everyone should be a good person. It's a basic. It's a basic in general.
Be nice.
Be nice. It can be a lot of different parts, but everyone should be and wants to be and grow for this. Yes, it's very simple. In meantime, it's too complicated because it depends for which information you include in these words.
Nice. Alexei, thank you very much. Do you want to share one last thing or do you want to share anything else with the listeners? We are closing slowly, going to an end of this episode. Like a goodbye thing to the listeners.
I think you ask already all questions which which you have, and for some question I was not prepared well. So thank you so much for inviting me. I am glad to be a person who seen on the another side of this episode, and it was very fun. It was like our real meeting, and I'm happy and very enjoyed to have call with you.
Alexei, thank you very much. I had a lot of fun. It was amazing. Thank you for accepting and this was what I liked most, and this is why I described you in the beginning. You know how to make people have fun, laugh, enjoy, because it, as you said in the end, it's important to like people, to be nice, to make people happier. So thank you very much for accepting this the invitation. Thank you for the valuable information that you shared in this podcast, and for the listeners, thank you very much for staying and following us, having fun, and me asking thousands and thousands of questions. And one thing that I would kindly ask all the listeners, if you want for me to ask specific questions, if you have any questions in your mind that you would like me to ask my guests, don't hesitate to message me and send me your questions. I would be happy to ask questions. I have a lot of questions, and I learned one thing from Sean Finker. I learned it. He said at some point that if you don't have all the answers, at least you should have all the questions. So if you want to find some answers, please message me the question that you are having, or if you want to propose a surprise guest for this podcast, again, message me. And if you want to listen more to more Hospitality Secrets, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Cast, Anchor, and a few more other podcast platforms. So as usual, we see every single week in Wednesday. I hope this was very useful for you, and thank you very much for joining in. That was it for today. Paul Sfârlea here. See you next week. Cheers.